Aloha. I love this word. I live in Hawaii, and in the Hawaiian language, the word aloha means in the presence of the breath of life, which connects us all. Ha is the breath. This reminds me a little bit of the word namaste, which is an Indian or Eastern phrase, which means I bless the spirit within you. In many cultures around the world, the word for spirit and the word for breath are exactly the same word. And without the breath, we don't have life. So it makes sense that these two words would be the same. This became especially clear to me when I had a near-death experience in 1992. This was the result of the accidental ingestion of a toxin. And this event was one of the best things that happened to me in my life. It changed the course of my life in every way. And many things became clear during this experience. One of the many things that happened was I saw the perfection of everything that had ever happened on every level up until this point in time. And I also saw a little bit of a glimpse of my future, which was that I needed to go on a different path than the one I was on. And the essence of that was that I needed to follow my heart. So during that time, I was just ready to enter medical school. I was going through all the preparations. And so I decided to take some time off to kind of recalibrate. I knew I was still interested in the healing arts. And within a couple of years, I ended up in acupuncture school. So it was in this program that I met my first mentor in sound therapy, Jonathan Goldman. Now, the idea of sound therapy intrigued me. I had been a classical musician since age 7 in piano and flute, and I loved music, but I didn't really see it as like a career path. So the idea of integrating my passion for the healing arts and music ignited something in me, and this began my sound therapy practice in 1994. Now, I'd like to go back to the near-death experience because it was shortly after this experience that an instrument called the didgeridoo came into my life. Now, I was on campus. I was just finishing my last semester of coursework. And I saw this long wooden instrument lying on the ground next to a woman. And I had never seen or heard one before, but I was magnetically attracted to this thing. I didn't know what it was. And I asked her, and she said, oh, this is a dream pipe. She called it a dream pipe. And I said, play it for me. And so she did. And I said, I need one now. It was just so strong, it was overwhelming that I needed this instrument in my life. I didn't care what they cost and anything. And so it was something about the sound that activated something in me. And in many ways, what I realized is that it helped me to connect back to this place that I went in the near-death experience. It was beyond words. And over time, as I've played the didgeridoo, it's helped me to convey a little bit of this experience to others through the sound. And that became my passion, is if I'm not going to die and leave this world, that at least I can remain connected to it in some way. So since then, the didgeridoo has become one of my major instruments for sound therapy. And when people have the didgeridoo played over their body, they often report feeling deeply relaxed. Now, for me, playing the didgeridoo is an instant meditation. Somehow the combination of sound and deep breathing absolutely clears the mind. I'm just totally present in the moment. The didgeridoo is the oldest known instrument on the planet. Some say it's 150,000 years old, from Aboriginal Australia. The Aboriginals consider themselves as caregivers of the planet. And the didgeridoo was instrumental in their prayers and their intentions for recreating creation, for healing the earth with the sound. Now, I'd like to play for you an example of the didgeridoo for you to experience the sound of this instrument.
Thank you.
As you can hear, the sound is continuous. So I'm using a process called circular breathing, which is a method of taking air in through the nose and squeezing it out through the mouth simultaneously. I'm also using my voice, the placement of my tongue, my lips as I vibrate them with my breath to create all these complex frequencies.